Hi there. The word for you today is become a better listener. In James 1:19 we read, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Do you want to become a good leader? Then become a good listener. Here are two stories of what happens when we don't take time to listen. The first is of a young woman hurt by a manager who constantly cut her off, and I quote, we expected he would wait and give his answers to serious questions about her work. Many times he just walked off when we were in mid-sentence, having heard nothing. The next is from a church youth director who got fired, and I quote, after serving the Lord there for 2 years, I was called into an elders' meeting. They took out a list of all the things I'd done wrong for the past 2 years. Most of what they said was true, for I was brand new in this work. Then they called for my resignation. So what did I learn? A. Not once did anyone care enough to coach or shepherd me. B. I'd no idea or warning that I was doing anything wrong. And C. The church leaders never built a relationship with their staff. So why is it so hard for some leaders to listen? Are you ready for the answer? Because leaders love to talk. And as they gain more authority, there is the danger to think that they have less reason to listen. Leaders, by their very nature, tend to be removed from the front lines of battle. To win, they must constantly listen to those who are in the trenches and rely on that information to make wise decisions. Before Ezekiel was qualified to prophesy or to lead God's people, he writes in Ezekiel 3 verse 15, listen to these words. I sat among them for 7 days, overwhelmed. At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me. Whoa, you don't need to add anything to that, do you? So today pray, Lord, make me a better listener.